And if somebody's very agreeable and easy to get along with, you say, well, he's awfully, he's just real. Always
and I've seen so many of them that too much that way. There's two, three words for that.
Always smiling and never loses his temper.
Did you ever see anybody worth the salt that didn't lose a little temper?
No, I didn't. No, you're quite right. But I'm wondering, in general, what
would you describe? She's so sweet. She is so gentle.
I see.
And she is so loving, and she never speaks a word, even anything in opposition to you. She is so gentle. Did you ever see such a kind, gentle woman?
What?
Just disgusts me. I've got some temper.
And what do you call the opposite? If somebody's not good-natured.
Sometimes you're too high-tempered. Too high temper.
And if somebody makes up his mind, you can't change it. What do you call him?
Makes up his mind, you can't. Obstinate. They're really obstinate.
And if somebody is very easily hurt.
Sensitive. Well, I think I'm getting a little bit sensitive in my old. But I believe I am.
You ever hear anybody say, touch us?
Yes, I've heard that too, touch us. Touch us on these little things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I told my son? About Churum talking back. I said, I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to put up with it at all. I got too much respect for myself and too much respect. They got to have too much respect for me. And I said, back in the old days, adults fought duels over just the least thing like that. Alexander Hamilton was killed, and he shouldn't have been killed. But old Aaron Burr thought he'd done the thing.
When somebody gets in such a state that he's willing to fight a duel, how would you describe him? Say, I just was kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
upset or so riled. Riled.
And if somebody gets riled, you say, well, now just keep.
Hold down a minute. On for a minute. Hold down. Just calm down a few minutes and then get it over with.
Okay. And somebody who is not very attentive to, they might leave money around tables.
They're careless.
If somebody, it's an interesting word, if somebody doesn't quite fit in the community.
Into the community.
Yes. How is he described?
Well, he's a loner.
But in the, I think that's a more current term, isn't it? How did they used to say some fellow might live on the edge of town and, you know, just not have anything to do with people and have kind of strange habits? Say, well, he's awfully, don't pay any attention to him, he's awfully.
Some of them call him off. Just use the word OSS.
How about this word queer?
Yeah, they use the word queer, use the word, another word too, I can't think of the other word right now. But a lot of people are just pure loners.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want anybody around them.
Did you ever say, did you used to say queer or choir?
I say queer, Q-U-E-E-R. Some of them said choir though.
In the old days?
Yeah.
And